Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today we're Maseches Be'ah Daf Lamed Tes, the fifth parak Mishilin. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah draws halachic distinctions between a gecheles v'shalheves, a burning coal and a flame, given that a shalheves is not a tangible object. Hagecheles k'ragla yabalim v'shalheves k'b'chol makom. A burning coal is accorded a tchum like the feet of the owner, but a flame can be transported anywhere. One can commit meyila for using a burning coal belonging to Hekdesh for private purposes, but as for shalheves belonging to Hekdesh, although one may not derive benefit from it, one doesn't commit meyila if he does derive benefit from it. One who does hotzah with a gecheles is chayev, where if one does hotzah with a shalheves, he's pater. It was taught in a brisa, gecheles shel avodah zorah asura b'shalheves muteres. A burning coal of avodah zorah is prohibited from benefit, but a flame is permitted. The Gemara asks, why one is permitted to get benefit from a flame of avodah zorah, but not of hekdesh? And the answer is, avodah zorah demi isav ubedila in shemina or gazu bel rabban, for an idol, which is repugnant to Jews, and from which people tend to distance themselves from in any case. The rabban didn't see a need to decree against using its flame. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, borsha ole babel karagohem amale, water drawn from the water holes, those going up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael are accorded a tchum like that of the feet of the person who draws the water on Yantav. This water is considered onus at the start of Yantav and doesn't have a tchum of its own. It therefore assumes a tchum of whoever first acquires it. The Gemara presents a machlokes of Nachum of Sheshes in the case of Mila ben Nasan Chaver. One drew water from one of these water holes and gave it to his friend, and it was his intention to do so when he drew the water. The Gemara concludes their machok is based on the issue of one who picks up a metziah, a found article, intending to inquire it on behalf of his friend. Rav Nachum holds that if one picks up a found object on behalf of his friend acquires it through this act as though he had picked it up himself. The water of the owner of a cistern is like that of a found object. Therefore, if one draws water on behalf of another, the latter acquires it, and consequently the water is as his feet. Rav Sheshes holds that when one picks up a found object for another, the latter does not acquire it. Rather, it belongs to the one who actually picked it up, and consequently the water is as the feet of the one who draws it. And pointing me through, the next Mishnah states, Mishayu peros be'ir acheres, if one's produce was in another town, ve'eru b'nei osa ha'ir lahavi eitzel min perosav lo yavilo, and the people of that town place an eruv tchumin in order to bring some of the produce to him, they may not bring the produce. Rashi explains that since the owner did not extend his tchum by placing an eruv before Yantiv, they may not bring his produce, since produce follows the tchum of its owner. Im eruv hu perosav kamo, but if he placed an eruv that extends his tchum to that town, his produce is treated as himself, meaning it's accorded his tchum. Rashi explains that's mutter for him to bring them to himself. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah draws halachic distinctions between a gecheles v'shalheves, a burning coal and a flame, given that a shalheves is not a tangible object. Hagecheles k'ragla yabalim v'shalheves k'b'chol makom. A burning coal is accorded a tchum like the feet of the owner, but a flame can be transported anywhere. One can commit meyila for using a burning coal belonging to Hekdesh for private purposes, but as for shalheves belonging to Hekdesh, although one may not derive benefit from it, one doesn't commit meyila if he does derive benefit from it. One who does hotzah with a gecheles is chayev, where if one does hotzah with a shalheves, he's pater. It was taught in a brisa, gecheles shel avodah zorah asura b'shalheves muteres. A burning coal of avodah zorah is prohibited from benefit, but a flame is permitted. The Gemara asks, why one is permitted to get benefit from a flame of avodah zorah, but not of hekdesh? And the answer is, avodah zorah demi isav ubedila in shemina or gazu bel rabban, for an idol, which is repugnant to Jews, and from which people tend to distance themselves from in any case. The rabban didn't see a need to decree against using its flame. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, borsha ole babel karagohem amale, water drawn from the water holes, those going up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael are accorded a tchum like that of the feet of the person who draws the water on Yantav. This water is considered onus at the start of Yantav and doesn't have a tchum of its own. It therefore assumes a tchum of whoever first acquires it. The Gemara presents a machlokes of Nachum of Sheshes in the case of Mila ben Nasan Chaver. One drew water from one of these water holes and gave it to his friend, and it was his intention to do so when he drew the water. The Gemara concludes their machok is based on the issue of one who picks up a metziah, a found article, intending to inquire it on behalf of his friend. Rav Nachum holds that if one picks up a found object on behalf of his friend acquires it through this act as though he had picked it up himself. The water of the owner of a cistern is like that of a found object. Therefore, if one draws water on behalf of another, the latter acquires it, and consequently the water is as his feet. Rav Sheshes holds that when one picks up a found object for another, the latter does not acquire it. Rather, it belongs to the one who actually picked it up, and consequently the water is as the feet of the one who draws it. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Mishayu peros be'ir acher, if one's produce was in another town, ve'eru b'nei osa ha'ir lahavi eitzom in perosam lo yavi'ilo, and the people of that town place an Erev Tchumin in order to bring some of the produce to him, they may not bring the produce. Rashi explains that since the owner did not extend his Tchum by placing an Erev before Yantiv, they may not bring his produce, since produce follows the Tchum of its owner. Im Erev hu perosav kamo, but if he places an Erev that extends his Tchum to that town, his produce is treated as himself, meaning it's accord his Tchum. Rashi explains that's mutter for him to bring them to himself. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Lamed Tes, and our standard simon is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the simon. So here goes. The mailman carrying a special delivery of flames beyond the tchum almost fell into an oli bava watering hole where someone was drawing water on behalf of his friend, who was upset because he was told that his tchum didn't reach his produce back in his hometown. Once again, in slow motion. The mailman, that must be Simur Daf Lamed Tes, letter. The mailman carrying a special delivery of flames beyond the tchum, which reminds us the next Mishnah draws halachic distinction between a gecheles and a shalheves, a burning coal and a flame, given that a shalheves is not a tangible object. The nafkaminas are regarding a tchum, me'iwa, hotza, and that which belongs to a vodazara. So the mailman carrying a special delivery of flames beyond the tchum almost fell into an oli bava, a watering hole, where someone was drawing water on behalf of his friend, which reminds us we have a Malchus, Rav and Shmuel, regarding someone who draws water from one of the water holes of the Oli Bavel on behalf of his friend. Rav says it follows the tchum of the one it was drawn for, and Shmuel says it belongs to the one who drew it. The Gemara concludes that the Malchus is based on another Malchus regarding finding a metzia, a lost object, with intent that another should acquire ownership of it. So the mailman carrying a special delivery of flames beyond the tchum almost fell into an Oli Bavel watering hole where someone was drawing water on behalf of his friend, who was upset because he was told that his tchum didn't reach his produce back in his hometown. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishayu peros be'ir acheres, if one's produce was in another town, ve'eru b'nei osa ha'ir lahavi eitzom in perosav lo yavi'ilo, and the people of that town place an Erev Tchumin in order to bring some of the produce to him, they may not bring the produce. So once again, the mailman carrying a special delivery of flames beyond the tchum almost fell into an Oli Bava watering hole, where someone was drawing water on behalf of his friend, who was upset because he was told that his tchum didn't reach his produce back in his hometown. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, Zichron Mishnah. Great day and great learning.